From rags to riches to rags in three generations. Have you ever heard that expression? There's an old saying that a family goes from rags to rags in three generations. So the first generation makes it, and then it becomes a wealthy family. But by the time you get to the grandchildren side, they're just spending it, and it can lead to a decline in that family fortune. I know a family, one of the richest families in Asia. They're a Filipino family, and the guy who started the company, Henry C, is they're very conservative sort of people. They live in a nice big house, but they could live in a much bigger house. They could have a whole estate of houses, because he was actually a dollar billionaire several times over. And you know, his sons, they're also quite conservative. You wouldn't know they were from a billionaire family. They drove he drove around in a Toyota, a large sort of Toyota Camry kind of big car, but it was just an ordinary car, grey coloured car. You wouldn't know it was driven by a wealthy guy or was chauffeur driven. Apparently it was bulletproof, I don't know. But he didn't flash it around. He could have been driving a Rolls Royce or a Porsche, but they didn't. And he said, "We don't like to draw attention to ourselves." Now, I haven't seen that guy for many, many years, but what I've heard now is that the grandchildren, no, they don't want Toyotas. They want fast cars, they want Porsches and that sort of thing. So they're already starting to get into that spend mode. And one wonders how much they will know about the business, how much they will be able to take over the business, in the same way that the initial sons and daughters were able to run the company, because the original founder, Henry C, is dead now. So just interesting. We've seen this with the Ford family. We've seen this with many families, that you know, the founder of the company, Henry Ford, was started with nothing, and he was a tough guy. You know, he was written about Think and Grow Rich. It's very interesting about Henry Ford working from an old garage. But then his sons ran the company for many years. Now I don't think there's a single member of the original Ford family on the board. Of course the family has still got money, and then they haven't gone down to rags. But you can see this rise and decline. First generation works super hard. The second generation continues with it, but not so hard. The third generation, maybe they've gone off to some fancy university in Harvard and that sort of thing, and they don't want to be in business. You know, we see this with restaurants here. A lot of hard-working migrants who started restaurants, their kids, they want to be lawyers and doctors and accountants. They want to be sitting there sweating 7 days a week. So some of those businesses are closing down. And interestingly, the family I was talking about in the Philippines, they avoided sending their kids to universities abroad. They said, "No, I'm not going to send them to America, because then they'll lose touch with their roots."